You often find people on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, they're bent over the entire Shmon Esrei. Is that a positive? Is that a negative? Are they doing the right thing? Are they not doing the right thing? So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch cite this minog Ashkenaz to daven Shmon Esrei and Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur hunched over with kriya, with chroa, to bow down, bow over. I'll read it. He writes that Yesh Nohagin was Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur bechriya. However, obviously, you have to stand up straight by the end of the brachos, because the end of the brachos, the only ones that you're supposed to bow for are the certain specific ones like Magen Avram and other parts, obviously, of Shmona Esrei, from Odim, etc. So therefore, by the end of the bracha, you have to make sure you're standing erect, but otherwise, for the rest of Shmona Esrei, you're supposed to bow over. Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because since it's a Yom HaDin, we have to pray with Ema and Yira, with trepidation and fear. And so how do you pray with trepidation? By bowing over and showing your humility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the problem is that a lot of the psukim that this is based upon actually talks about a real kriya, a real bowing, which roa literally means to bow on your hands and knees, or whatever it is. And so the Mishnah Berurah says, yeah, well, even though you're right, to do it correctly, you should probably bow much more than we do. Nevertheless, the minug is only to just bow your back over, hunched over, and that is our minug. Midas Torah also gives another source for this concept. This is that based on the idea, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that Levi said it was a mitzvah to daven bent over. And what does that mean? The way Rashi on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and Rashi explains what that means is that the more bent that you are, the more humble you'll be, and therefore it's better to be bent over. The Mate Ephraim as well elaborates on this process of bowing on, and he says, well, look, for the brachas that you have to bow anyway for, like Magen Avram, so you need to make sure you stand erect right before the bracha and right after the bracha so that it's emphasized that you're bowing actually by Magen Avram. For the brachas that you're otherwise not bowing for, make sure that, again, by the bracha aspect, you're standing erect and straight up. But the rest of the davening, says the Mate Ephraim, it would be preferable to be hunched over, as this Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, so what's the Chabur about? So the problem is it's not so simple. The Vilna Gaon writes that the ruling of the Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to be hunched over is Eino Iker. It's not correct. It's not primary. It's not a good source, or it's not a serious practice that you should be following. In the Maaser Rav, which is the Vilna Gaon's actual minhagim that he did, he writes that you should, or others write that the Vilna Gaon felt that one should daven on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur erect and not hunched over at all. The Sefer Damesik Elezer explains, so what's the basis for this? It's because there's a Gemara in Brachos which says very clearly that you're only supposed to bow for certain parts of Shmona Esrei. So why on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur do we just throw this Gemara out the window and basically say that you now are allowed to bow at any point of Shmona Esrei and just say hunched over? So the other post can try to alleviate that problem by saying, well, maybe for the bracha aspects, even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you're supposed to stand erect. But the simple read of that Gemara is that you shouldn't bow down at all. So it's very confusing why all the Shulchan Aruch seems to say Minig Ashkenaz is to actually bow over. It says, if I'm going to go, it's Eino Iker. You don't follow that. Comes along the Elif Lamagin, and he says like this. I have another reason why. Listen to this. He says, yeah, it made sense to bow down maybe a couple hundred years ago. But ach, kevan shiyar dechol shel ha'olam, since weakness came to the world. Now, what does he mean by weakness? I don't think he means physical weakness, although you could maybe read that into him. I think he means spiritual weakness. And therefore what? Yoser Tov, it's better with spalo be'evarim zekufim. It's better that you stand erect. Ubelev kafuf. You want something to be bent over, you know what it should be? Internally, your heart should be bent over. Over kavana ritzui, and real focus. Ki ein chafetz al Hashem. Hashem doesn't want lachov ka'agmon, to bend over like a whatever, like a stick or whatever it is. Rosho, velibo bao imo. And your heart is not in it. I read this, take it or leave it. This could be read a couple of ways. I'm reading that is that, you know what's going to end up happening if we have to bow over? People are going to make the biggest show out of it. They're benched, hunched over, and they're taking it seriously. But the focus, Okay, I'm not talking about any specific person, of course, Chashom. But his point is that if the general nation, Hamon Am, did that, it would essentially become a joke. And you wouldn't really be focused on the aspect of actually making your heart bent over, not your body bent over. And therefore, he says you should abolish this minag d'chai adam, as well as the kitzur shulchan aruch, pal of this elef l'magen, amagen, and say that, no, you should not be hunched over on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Halacha Maaser of Shmuel Kamenetsky and the Sefer Hilchos Chag B'Chag of Karp cite this as well. Halacha Maaser, it's better not to be hunched over on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or at least definitely there's no need to be for anything else other than the main parts. But, you know, maybe perhaps there's even a negative about it because it's like looks like you're showing off when you shouldn't. I'll just end with something very interesting, which kind of like throws the whole Chabura a little bit awry. You know, it makes everything go a little bit off the rails here. Because there's another Shulchan Aruch that discusses the same topic. That was in Ilchus Rosh Hashanah, in Ilchus Tefillah. Listen to this. Hanohagim lishchos b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, those that have the minhag to bow for Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, kasha omrim zachreinu u'michamocha, when they say zachreinu u'michamocha, they should make sure that they stand erect when they get to the end of the bracha. So you see, there's a whole other minhag, which is that they would just bow for the additions in Shmona Esrei. That's not the whole Shmona Esrei. That's a very different ballgame. So I think a possible compromise, again, in terms of the sugya, is you want to follow this first Shulchan Aruch, bowing for the entire Shmona Esrei. At the minimum, maybe there's more room to say that you could bow just for the Zachreinu and Michamocha. That you could hunch over a little bit more. It won't look so haughty.